Chapter 2, The Finding, Encountering Sadhguru.
This life for me is an endeavor to help people experience and express their divinity. May you know the bliss of the divine.
One day, not long ago, an exuberant man from South India was traveling in the country north of Vancouver, Canada. Seeing that his car needed gasoline, he stopped at the first station he came to, a rural one deep in the Canadian woods. He had just gotten out of the car and began to fill his tank when he noticed an old Native American man leaning against a nearby pickup truck and looking at him intently. The two men did not know each other, but soon the older man slowly walked toward the man pumping gas. When he was near, he said to the man from India, "The winds told us of your coming, brother," and he bowed respectfully. The mysterious and poetic words of the old Native American are not a surprise to those of us who have gotten to know Sadhguru. To us, he seems at once to be very much a part of the day-to-day rhythms of life, and yet so completely beyond them, it's not surprising that even the wind would sing with news of his coming to those who were listening. I heard the story of Sadhguru's encounter with the old Native American from my friend and his assistant, Leela, long after the events I am writing about here. Unlike the old man, I first heard about Sadhguru in an entirely mundane way. I was sitting at a gate in the Phoenix airport waiting for my connecting flight to arrive on my way to a silent retreat being held in Santa Barbara, California, when I noticed a young man sitting in peaceful meditation, oblivious to the hustle that surrounded him. Since I rarely see people meditating, especially in airports, and since I was heading for a meditation retreat myself, he stood out to me. Coincidentally, on the leg back from California, much to my surprise, the same young man came and sat down next to me at the airport while I was again waiting to board my plane. We soon struck up a conversation. Since I instantly remembered him as the man I saw meditating earlier, I asked him about it. He told me that he had been interested in meditation for years. That led me to talking about my meditation experience at the retreat I had just been on. His meditation looked like it was working. Mine wasn't. Unfortunately, my experience with solitude this time had not been particularly good. Even after spending an entire week in silence, I had not come away with any feelings of peace. On the contrary, I felt more agitated.